Good evening for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, September 5th, 2017. Donald Trump signaled the phasing out of DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program, over the next 6 months before it fully expires on March 5th, 2018, in a Trump tweet this morning at 5:04 a.m. He wrote, "Congress, get ready to do your job-DACA. Trump didn't make the highly anticipated announcement himself. He left it to his attorney general, former Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
The program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
The future of Dreamers is now in the hands of Congress. And as they address this issue, Dreamers are left in limbo. Young people who are in school, young people working, who have lived in the U.S. most of their lives are in limbo. 800,000 Dreamers put into the path of deportation by the Trump administration. Hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who were brought into the country illegally as children are now in the pipeline to deportation to countries they've never lived in, to places which aren't home. The announcement by Sessions came as a deadline was set by a group of Republican state officials who said they would challenge DACA in court unless the Trump administration rescinds the program. Many believe the program was created by the Obama administration in 2012 as a stopgap measure while it pushed unsuccessfully for a broader overhaul in Congress. Sessions declared the Obama administration's program is an unconstitutional exercise of authority. Congress now gets a six-month period to come up with a permanent fix. Many of Trump's closest advisors, including Sessions policy advisor Stephen Miller and former chief strategist Steve Bannon, have argued that the program is unconstitutional. They urged Trump to follow through on his campaign promise to end it, and he was egged on by his base and an anti-immigrant group called the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which uses the acronym FAIR. But Trump has repeatedly expressed sympathy for the young people who are protected by DACA. He described the decision as one of the most difficult he's had to grapple with as president. Last week, Trump said, "I think Dreamers are terrific." But today, Sessions made the formal announcement. He shifted the responsibility for DACA to Congress, saying Obama's policy is an unconstitutional use of executive authority. While no person is illegal, listen to how Sessions codes his language as he refers to undocumented immigrants as illegal aliens. Here's Jeff Sessions today making his announcement at the Justice Department.
The DACA program was implemented in 2012 and essentially provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable two-year term, worker authorization, and other benefits, including participation in the Social Security program, to 800,000 mostly adult illegal aliens. The policy was implemented unilaterally to great controversy and legal concern after Congress rejected legislative proposals to extend similar benefits on numerous occasions to this same group of illegal aliens. In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch. The effect of this unilateral executive amnesty, among other things, contributed to a surge of minors at the southern border that yielded terrible humanitarian consequences. It also denied jobs to hundreds of thousands of Americans by allowing those same illegal aliens to take those jobs. We inherited from our founders and have advanced an unsurpassed legal heritage, which is the foundation of our freedom, our safety, and our prosperity. As Attorney General, it is my duty to ensure that the laws of the United States are enforced and that the constitutional order is upheld. No greater good for the overall health and well-being of our republic than preserving and strengthening the impartial rule of law. Societies where the rule of law is treasured are societies that tend to flourish and succeed. Societies where the rule of law is subject to political whims and personal biases tend to become societies afflicted by corruption, poverty, and human suffering. To have a lawful system of immigration that serves the national interest, we cannot admit everyone who would like to come here. It's just that simple. That would be an open borders policy, and the American people have rightly rejected that. Therefore, the nation must set and enforce a limit on how many immigrants we admit each year, and that means all cannot be accepted. This does not mean they are bad people or that our nation disrespects or demeans them in any way. It means we are properly enforcing our laws as Congress has passed them. It is with these principles and duties in mind, and in light of imminent litigation, that we reviewed the Obama administration's DACA policy. Our collective wisdom is that the policy is vulnerable to the same legal and constitutional challenges that the courts recognized with respect to the DAPA program, which was enjoined on a nationwide basis in a decision that was affirmed by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Fifth Circuit specifically concluded that DACA had not been implemented in a fashion that allowed sufficient discretion and that DAPA was foreclosed by Congress's careful plan, close quote. In other words, the immigration law that Congress passed foreclosed this possibility of DACA. In other words, it was inconsistent with the Constitution's separation of powers. That decision was affirmed by the Supreme Court on an equally undivided basis. If we were to keep the Obama administration's executive amnesty policy, the likeliest outcome is that it would, too, be enjoined just as was DAPA. The Department of Justice has advised the President and the Department of Homeland Security that the Department of Homeland Security should begin an orderly, lawful wind down, including the cancellation of the memo that authorized this program.
Donald Trump's Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing that the DACA program is being rescinded.
Acting Secretary Duke has chosen appropriately to initiate a wind-down process. This will enable the Department of Homeland Security to conduct an orderly change and fulfill the desire of this administration to create a time period for Congress to act, should it so choose. We firmly believe this is the responsible path. Simply put, if we are to further our goal of strengthening the constitutional order and the rule of law in America, the Department of Justice cannot defend this overreach. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, in testimony before the House Judiciary Committee, was clear about the enormous constitutional infirmities raised by this action. He said, quote, in his testimony, "In ordering this blanket exception, President Obama was nullifying part of a law that he simply disagreed with. If a president can claim sweeping discretion to suspend key federal laws, the entire legislative process becomes little more than a pretense. The circumvention of the legislative process not only undermines the authority of this branch," he's referring to the legislative branch, "but destabilizes the tripartite system as a whole." So this is not a little matter. Ending the previous administration's disrespect for the legislative process is an important first step. All immigration policies should serve the interests of the people of the United States, lawful immigrant and native-born alike. Congress should carefully and thoughtfully pursue the types of reforms that are right for the American people. Our nation is comprised of good and decent people who want their government's leaders to fulfill their promises and advance an immigration policy that serves the national interest. We are people of compassion, and we are people of law. But there is nothing compassionate about the failure to enforce immigration laws. Enforcing the law saves lives, protects communities and taxpayers, and prevents human suffering. Failure to enforce the laws in the past has put our nation at risk of crime, violence, and terrorism. The compassionate thing to do is end the lawlessness, enforce our laws, and if Congress chooses to make changes to those laws, to do so through the process set forth by our founders in a way that advances the interests of the American people. That is what the President has promised to do and has delivered to the American people. Under President Trump's leadership, this administration has made great progress in the last few months toward establishing a lawful and constitutional immigration system. This makes us safer and more secure. It will further economically the lives of millions who are struggling, and it will enable our country to more effectively teach new immigrants about our system of government and to assimilate them to the cultural understandings that support it. The substantial progress in reducing illegal immigration at our border seen in recent months is almost entirely due to the leadership of President Trump and his inspired immigration officers. But the problem is not yet solved, and without more action, we could see illegality rise again rather than be eliminated. As a candidate and now in office, President Trump has offered specific ideas and legislative solutions that will protect American workers, increase wages and salaries, defend the national security, ensure the public safety, and increase the general well-being of the American people. He has worked closely with many members of Congress, including in the introduction of the RAISE Act, which would produce enormous benefits for our country. And this is how our democratic process works. There are many powerful interest groups in the country, and every one of them has a constitutional right to advocate their views and represent whomever they choose. But the Department of Justice does not represent any narrow interest or any subset of the American people. We represent all the American people and protect the integrity of our Constitution. That is our charge. We at the Department of Justice are proud and honored to work to advance this vision for America and to do our best each day to ensure the safety and security of the American people. Thank you very much.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today at the Justice Department. And you're listening to the news on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI in New York. Today, Representative Joe Crowley, chair of the House Democratic Caucus, said Trump's decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program would be shocking if it weren't so predictable from a president who has routinely demonized immigrants, elevated politics above principles, and catered to the most extreme voices in his party. Given that today's action comes after Trump repeatedly claimed he wanted to help these young people, all Americans should realize how empty his promises are when compared to the reality of his political interests. In advance of the announcement to rescind DACA, the Queens Congressmember held a conference call with Dreamers who live in his area. Representative Joe Crowley.
And I want to thank in particular the participants today, Jacqueline, Isamar, Isaac, and Jessica, for what they will do in sharing their important stories and their thoughts. They are dreamers themselves and really contributing mightily to our world in Queens County. The many Americans who have spoken out to keep the dreamers where they belong right here in the United States, we appreciate those voices, those loud voices, and to stand in contrast, in stark contrast, to the administration and to President Trump. We have on the line with us four individuals who I'm going to introduce. As I said before, it's Jacqueline, Isamar, Isaac, and Jessica. And the first on the line is Jessica Astudillo. Jessica is a first-year medical student at SUNY Upstate Medical University. She came to the U.S. with her family at the age of two from Ecuador. Jessica and her family was almost torn apart when the deportation proceedings against her father were initiated. We have a young woman here who's had a scholarship to CUNY Hunter, who became the first to step in achieving her dream of becoming a doctor in her family. All that made possible by being here in the United States, something that I hope the president understands. So, Jessica, the microphone is yours, or the phone is yours.
Thank you. So first, I'd like to thank Congressman Crowley for inviting me to this call. As you mentioned, I graduated from Hunter College in 2015. I lived all my life in Corona, Queens. And in these past 2 years before starting medical school, thanks to DACA, I was able to work in various research projects that sought to improve the overall health of our diverse communities here in New York City. I did a lot of in-home interviews with patients and families for institutions such as Visiting Nurse Service and NYU. A lot of the focus was on programs that would help Black and Latino families improve their children's school readiness skills, or other goals were to like manage blood pressure in a community where patients had suffered from a stroke. So DACA became really key for me, not only to become a physician, but also to continue contributing to all the research that is done in the city to empower and uplift the vibrant and diverse communities that I'm a part of here in New York City. So thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you, Jessica. Thanks very much. Next is Isaac Montiel of Queens as well. Isaac came to the U.S. in 2002, and in 2007 he graduated from high school with honors. His family is from Mexico initially. He's eager and anxious to start college. His dreams were crushed, though, when he didn't qualify for financial aid because of his status. In 2012, Isaac became a DACA recipient, allowing him to be a full-time student. In 2014, he earned his associate's degree in computer engineering, along with two certificates in electronics and computer technician training from Gateway Community College. Again, another example of someone who's contributing mightily to our society. Since moving to New York, Isaac has gotten involved with the National Society of Leadership and Success, as well as the Malave Leadership Academy and CUNY Dreamers. So, Isaac, the phone is yours, Isaac.
Thank you, Congressman Crowley. It's an honor to be on this call. Like I said, I'm original from Mexico, and when I first came to this country, I arrived to New Haven, Connecticut, where I graduated from high school, and I got my associate's degree in a community college. Then I was granted a scholarship during the U.S. scholarship, which allowed me to continue my education. But unfortunately, at the time, there was no college affiliated with the scholarship in Connecticut. So I decided, it was a tough decision, but with the help of my family, I decided to leave everything behind once again, and I moved to New York by myself to continue my education in New York City College of Technology, one of the CUNY schools. And while being in the school, I became affiliated with different organizations, and once encountered CUNY Dreamers, and I started doing some activity with them and some events and coordinating the community of undocumented students within the University of CUNY, and provided them with the resources and also programs that were available to them independently of their status, their DACA recipients or undocumented students. And now I'm the co-president of CUNY Dreamers, which we are involved with different organizations locally. They're fight for the immigration of rights. And it's been an honor to serve to the community and to the community of New York. There's so many immigrants. Since I've been in New York, I felt the warmth of the community, of the immigrants, feel that welcome in this community. And I want to continue to fight for the rights of not only undocumented students, but also documented and all the immigrants. Because united, we keep fighting and stand together for this to be a fair fight. And because it's a country built by immigrants, we plan to continue on doing our best to get a better future.
Thank you, Isaac, for your participation as well today. Next up is Isamar Padilla. Isamar came to the U.S. from Mexico as well at the age of 5. She first learned she was undocumented when she was in high school and preparing to attend college. Her SAT scores were and what financial support were great, and her financial support, she realized that not being a citizen, that she would not be given financial support. And she found out that in front of her friends and other students when a counselor told her that she couldn't go to college because she didn't have a Social Security number and that her scores, her grade scores and SATs didn't matter. And she only found that out when she was in high school. So what DACA has given her is an opportunity to fulfill her dreams as well. On June 1st of this year, she graduated with a master's degree in clinical social work. And because of DACA, she's working for a domestic violence program in the mornings throughout the five boroughs of New York City, a program where most women are Latina immigrants, really providing mightily for her community and our community at large. So, Isamar, the phone is yours. We thank you for all your work and all your achievements.
You're listening to a teleconference call hosted by Queens Congress Representative Joe Crowley, the House Democratic Caucus Chair, over listener-sponsored WBAI in New York.
Thank you. So first I want to say that I was one of the privileged young people who were able to continue their education because of the financial support from an immigrant parent. And, of course, I had the opportunity to pay in-state tuition in New York City. So I have an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree in psychology with a minor in sociology. And when DACA was first introduced, I had the opportunity to find employment and save towards my master's degree. As Congressman Crowley has mentioned, I am working at a domestic violence program in the mornings, and in my evenings I am providing psychotherapy to children, and some are from immigrant parents as well. I am also working with their parents. The end of DACA would change my life. I will lose my employment and the opportunity to continue helping my city and my immigrant community. DACA is the lifeline for thousands, and we will be losing not only our jobs, our homes, and our investments, but a part of our identity as well. We won't have a New York State ID. We won't be having any more our driver's license. And it's important to remember that DACA beneficiaries won't compromise. We won't be part or fund any policy that will hurt our undocumented parents, our families, and those who did not have the privilege of pursuing an education. Because we as human beings matter, and it is important to continue to protect and defend DACA, TPS, and those without any documentation. I hope that New York State continues to protect our immigrant families and our community when federal government won't. Thank you.
Thank you, Isamar. Thank you very much for your participating as well. And lastly on the call is Jacqueline Kosme-Sokoloff. Jacqueline is working on her bachelor's degree in economics, and she's doing that part-time because she needs to work. She's truly pulling double duty here. She works as a public liaison, and it just shows how dedicated our dreamers are to public service. She's had to struggle to pay for school and doesn't qualify for financial aid. We thank you, Jacqueline, for participating as well, and the phone is yours.
Thank you, Congressman Crowley. Again, my name is Jacqueline. I'm 25 years old. I have an associate's in business administration, and I'm working on my bachelor's in economics. I'm also currently working and have worked multiple jobs to try to pay my school with payment plans. As I said before, we don't qualify for any financial aid, so everything comes either from our parents or our own hard work or scholarships that don't come easy as well. As a constituent service liaison, I feel like a lot of people don't realize that we are average Americans. We are your doctors, your nurses, people in offices and banks that help everyday Americans. And I feel like people are looking at us like we don't contribute to the American society when we do. And we always have to look over our shoulders and feel like something's coming, but we don't know what it is. And it's a very stressful way of living. It was stressful as a child, it's stressful as a teenager, and it's even more stressful as an adult when you're trying to build a future for yourself and a future for everyone else, including your family. If you're married or you have kids, you can never plan your life in 5 years. It's always like months. Oh, what am I going to do next month? Or what am I going to do next week? So it's very stressful, and I don't think that people that are trying to take away DACA know us personally and know our personal stories.
Thank you, Jacqueline, and thank you to all our participants.
Congressmember Joe Crowley, chair of the House Democratic Caucus, joined by Dreamers on a conference call in advance of the Trump administration announcement to rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It's concerning to Dreamers who registered for the program that all the information DACA recipients provided to receive the deferred action is held by U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services, which is under the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. And that's the arm of the government which processes immigration applications, green cards, and naturalization. Roughly 800,000 were issued temporary protective status and separately work authorization. Expect massive pressure and massive protests in the coming days. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is defending his decision to phase out the program. He stressed in a statement that he's not going to just cut DACA off, but rather, quote, provide a window of opportunity for Congress to finally act. Make the Road New York and a young immigrant New Yorker went to federal court today to challenge the ending of the DACA program. The lawsuit filed in Eastern District Court argues that Trump's actions violate federal law and the Equal Protection Guarantee of the U.S. Constitution. The ACLU says now is the time to send a message to Congress to support the DREAM Act of 2017. The DREAM Act would protect DACA recipients by providing qualified undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. before the age of 16 a pathway to citizenship. They are urging you to call your Congress member right away. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
With a prenup. Man, I was brave, sailing on graves. Don't think I didn't notice those tombstones disguised as waves. I'm no dummy. Here's something funny. You could be an immigrant without risking your lives or crossing these borders with thrifty supplies. All you gotta do is see the world with new eyes.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
It's a hard line when you're an import, baby boy. It's hard times when you ain't sent for. Races feed the belly of the beast with they pitchforks. Rich chores done by the people that get ignored. Ya se armó, ya se despertaron. It's a whole awakening. La alarma ya sonó hace rato. Los que quieren buscan, pero nos apodan como vagos. We're the same ones hustling on every level. Ten los datos. Walk a mile in our shoes. Abróchense los zapatos. I've been scoping y'all dudes. Y'all ain't been working like I do. Why y'all work ya? It hurt ya. You claim I'm stealing jobs. Oh, Peter Piper claimed he picked them. He just underpaid Pablo. But there ain't a paper trail when you living in the shadows. We America's ghostwriters. The credit's only borrowed. It's a matter of time before the checks all come. But
immigrants, we get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
We get the job done.
Look how far I come. Look how far I come. Look how far I come.
Immigrants, we get the job.
Yeah.
It's America's ghostwriters. The credit's only borrowed. It's America's ghostwriters. The America's ghostwriters. The America's ghostwriters. The credit's only borrowed. Borrow America's ghostwriters. The credit's only borrowed. It's America's ghostwriters. The credit's only borrowed. It's America's ghostwriters. The credit's only borrowed. It's
immigrants. We get the job done.